Now, Stanley, where shall we go to eat tonight? Heads or tails? Heads it is. Welcome to another edition of I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here. And according to a recent study carried out by Which magazine, deciding the safest place to eat by tossing a coin might be as good a method as any. Headlined Food Hygiene as a Postcode Lottery, which researchers revealed that the London Borough of Enfield was the worst performing local authority when it comes to food hygiene enforcement in the country, while Cherwell Council in Oxfordshire came out on top of the league. Which took three elements of data from 398 reports submitted to the Food Standards Agency, the proportion of premises ranked as high or medium risk that complied with food hygiene requirements, the percentage of premises that had been rated for risk, and the proportion of inspections and follow-ups carried out by local authorities. As you'd expect, Enfield didn't take the news lying down, with Cabinet Member for Environment and Community Safety Chris Bond saying, "This research is so fundamentally flawed, I wouldn't wrap my chips in the paper it's printed on." Just as well, Chris, as we all know, the old tradition of wrapping fish and chips in newspaper is now frowned upon. According to him, under the Which system, the more businesses you close or prosecute for food hygiene failings, the worse the job you are doing. That seems to suggest to us neither party has a real understanding of the system. Anyway, rather like any ranking scheme, you have to take everything into account. Comparing Cherwell with a population of 142,000, the town of Banbury and the village of Kidlington, and an ethnic population of less than 5%. With Enfield, a population of 313,000, deprived areas like Edmonton Green, and an ethnic population of 60%, is not exactly fair. So maybe it's not too surprising to find the likes of Broxbourne and Basingstoke in the top 10 and Lewisham, Birmingham and Brent in the bottom 10. There are plenty of reasons why local authorities vary, but one of the biggest differences is the fact that still in England the FSA failed to recommend that the government introduce the compulsory display of food hygiene ratings, as they have done in Wales. Let's face it, hiding behind the ability of people to ask for a food hygiene rating, as many politicians have stated, is just plain passing the buck. In the week when the first noise app came out, allowing people bothered by excess noise to record a snippet of what's concerning them on their mobile and securely send it to the local authority or housing association for investigation, rising levels of background noise in some areas threatened to make people oblivious to the uplifting sounds of birdsong, trickling water and trees rustling in the wind. Well, according to Kurt Fristrop, a senior scientist at the US National Park Service, anyway, for the past 10 years, the US National Park Service has recorded sound levels at more than 600 sites across the US, including Yosemite in California, Yellowstone and Denali, which is in Alaska. Not one was unaffected by some form of noise from human activity, be it overflying aircraft, motorbikes, motorboats or tour buses. The problem has been exacerbated by people listening to iPods through their earphones instead of tuning in to the birds and other sounds of nature that can easily be drowned out by traffic, music and other noises. Of course, they could always be listening to a certain podcast, in which case... Now, another in our series, looking at what the parties would do if on May the 7th they get... the Green Party do for public health? Well, it appears quite a lot, actually. While we've struggled to find any mention in a few manifestos recently, to be fair, if you want the full story from the Greens, you'd better make a cuppa, find a comfy chair and be prepared for a bit of reading. How about this for starters from their policy website? The Green Party stand to promote public health through policies designed to secure a healthy urban and rural environment, healthy work, healthy agriculture and food, healthy education, a healthy transport system, and healthy local economic development. Lots of healthies, but not bad for starters. And then there's to develop a new public health consciousness, which through individual and collective action will challenge vested interests and promote the personal, social and political changes needed to achieve improved states of health. And finally, to develop health services which place as much emphasis on illness prevention, health promotion and the development of individual and community self-reliance as on the treatment and cure of disease. They even have sections on health promotion and environmental illness. Well, what can I say? Apart from, it's by far the best one we've seen so far. Staying with Westminster, and all three major parties have agreed that climate change is one of the most serious threats facing the world today. It's not just a threat to the environment, but also to our national and global security, to poverty eradication and economic prosperity. Brave words, although as usual, there seems to be little action behind the CO2 expired in saying them. Last week I was invited to attend an event run by the London Pollution Study Group, and very good it was too. It really reaffirmed what we all know about climate change and its effects, and the fact that local authority cuts in the age of austerity, coupled with the removal of all national indicators forcing councils into action, has meant there is little going on at a local level. Westminster, please take note. Plague of super rats, screamed the headline in the Daily Mirror this week, claiming that cuts in local authority pest control budgets, which are down by 24.4% on average since 2010, added to a 16% cut in street cleaning, could lead to infestations of super rodents. Genetic testing by Huddersfield University has revealed that some rodents have developed a mutation that allows them to survive conventional poisons, and it's feared the lack of pest control services, the majority of which have been outsourced in recent years, will lead to householders being forced to use ineffective solutions in an attempt to solve their problems. Finally, in this edition, it's a bit of health and safety. Well, rather a lot, to be honest, as there's been an explosion, which was obviously carried out under strict controlled conditions, in stories about the subject. First came the scientist, who noticed that illustrations in a series of Ladybird books, which have been reissued to coincide with the brand's 100-year celebrations, contained illustrations of school kids starting fires with a magnifying glass, dipping their hands into boiling water and using their tongues to complete electrical circuits. Don't try any of those at home, listeners, which would certainly not have got past 21st century health and safety rules. Well, very true, but neither would flooding a chemistry lab with chlorine gas, and that was a bit of a laugh. Just me then. Okay. Now, if you want to take a picnic to the races, then better give Newcastle a miss, as they've banned picnics on the grounds that chairs brought in by racegoers could cause a potential trip hazard. The move has been condemned by racegoers, who think it's an attempt to force them into purchasing food and drink at the course, and by the health and safety executive, who's showing an unusual sense of humour, said via Twitter that the story was a non-runner that had gone on furlong enough. Oi, we'll do the jokes. Thank you. And now, our favourite story of the last fortnight has to be the news that those megastars of pop, the Wurzels, have joined together with the Farm Safety Foundation to record their hit Combine Harvester to include new lyrics about health and safety. Farming remains the UK's most dangerous occupation. The latest statistics produced by the Health and Safety Executive show 27 people died in farm accidents in the year to April 2014. So good on you, Wurzels, and who knows, maybe Public Health England might like a basher. I'm a cider drinker for a safe alcohol campaign. Well, there's only one way to go out. Start up the combine, Stanley. See you in a fortnight.
I drank, I fell into the combine last night. I woke up in a sweat, it gave me a fright. Now someone's telling me that I must change my ways. Dangerous, I don't want no early grain.
Cause I got a lot of friends and family who think the world of me. If I'm gonna keep my wits about me, farm safety is the key. Let's figure out the dangers and where they might well be. And then we can all just live together in perfect harmony.
I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here is written, presented and produced by Pete Hill. All comments made are purely personal and do not relate to any other body. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons licence. Any unauthorised reproduction for commercial gain is strictly prohibited.
Cause I got a lot of friends and family who think the world of me. If I'm gonna keep my wits about me, firm safety is the key. Let's figure out the dangers and where they might well be. And then we can all just live together in perfect harmony.
Ah, this is a hard life working on the farm.